It's a great day to be in the Bomber Nation. Welcome to the Bomber Buzz. We have an exciting episode this week. Today we're going to be hearing about some events coming up. We'll be talking with Kelly Hochhalter, our speech coach, and visiting with Alexis Bauer and Sam Babinchek in our senior spotlights. I'm here with Mr. Paul Rudolph, Dean of Students, and we're going to talk about some of the things that we have going on this week. But before we start that, Paul, what is something that went really well this week?
Well, we always try to give out our Students of the Week at the end on the Fridays as much as possible. And Elementary Student of the Week this week is Lena Blatz. Lena's a second grader. Teachers say about her that she's on task. Great sense of humor, always helpful, always paying attention, does a great job with raising her hand and helping everybody throughout the class. And in the high school, Sam Babinchek was chosen as the high school student, our student of the week. Teacher stated about him, positive, responsible, respectful, a very motivated student that has, as we watch, become a leader in our school by example. And two excellent choices.
Absolutely. And we're going to actually hear more about Sam today as he's part of our senior spotlight. Something else I want to highlight about this week is going on right now while we're recording this is actually the Lewis and Clark Music Festival. This is such a fun time for fifth grade through eighth grade. They come and they can play solos and ensembles and they get adjudicated so that they can kind of learn and hone their skills. Mrs. Helfrich just does a phenomenal job of organizing everything. So if you have an elementary or junior high band student, make sure you ask them, you know, about that solo if you weren't here to hear it. It's just been fantastic to have that here.
Absolutely. It's great to see both schools stopping up and enjoying their day and competing and showing their talents or showcasing their skills.
Yeah, it's really great. Now, next week is a short week. We've got spring break, so there won't be school on Thursday and Friday, but I think we're still pretty packed with things going on. So, Paul, what have we got going on next week?
Well, Monday is one of those rare days where we don't have a whole lot of, you know, much of anything. It's as far as extracurricular activities go. Tuesday, we do add parent-teachers conference. You can sign up on the link. It's still a live link on the web, on the live feed on the website. And then Tuesday is also a parent-player baseball meeting, kind of in conjunction with parent-teachers conference. We'll go from 5 to 5:30. Wednesday, we have the early out. And Thursday and Friday, it's spring break.
Yeah, that'll be here before we know it. Right now, we've got a fundraiser going on in our elementary. We're raising money for the school. It's a cookie dough fundraiser. All elementary students should have brought home a packet. It's pretty easy. You just look at the information. There's a code to put on online, and you can take the orders in person or online. And that will end after next week. So it'll say all the information's in that packet for you if you're looking for information about that cookie dough fundraiser. All right. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us here today. We're going to move on next. I've got an interview with Kelly Hochhalter. He's our speech coach. We're going to hear a little bit about what speech is and what they've got going on for their season.
Great week.
Mr. Kelly Hochhalter. And Mr. Hochhalter, you are our speech coach this year, is that right?
Yes, I am.
So how many kids do we have participating in speech this year?
We have five kids total. We have Bailey Michael, who's a senior, Martin Heberly, who is a junior, Cassie Hochhalter, who's a junior, Haley Anderson, who's a junior, she's homeschooled, and then a freshman as Ellie Michael.
All right, so a real nice size team. Now, for those that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about what speech is?
Speech is a competition that takes place usually on Saturdays, and they have different categories that they compete in. They can either take like a dramatic play like Hamlet, or they could even do poetry like from a Taylor Swift song, and they have to perform it in front of judges. And they judge them based upon how well they're portraying the piece, if they're using emotion, things like that. and there's all different kinds of categories. There's also radio broadcasting, where they have to make up a commentary. There's also speech to inform, where they have to make up a speech about something, or speech to entertain, where one of the students did pickles last year, was one of the ones that speech to entertain. So there's a broad categories of competition that they can do.
So when do you compete?
We compete on Saturdays. Usually there's a speech meet usually every Saturday starting at the end of January going until this weekend. And then there's a region. The region is on April 6th at South Prairie.
So now in speech, when you go to compete, it's two initial rounds. And based on your score on those two rounds determines on if you get to go to the final round, right?
Yes, it all depends on the speech program. To the state is starting to go to where there's three rounds and no finals. In Garrison last week, we had three rounds and no finals, where they gave their three times, and then they had the top eight was being announced for awards.
I see. At regionals, what do you need to score? What place do you need to get to go to state?
Usually in state, the top two go to state. Okay, so the top two out of eight. Usually you have finals there where you have the top eight out of your category go, and the top two usually go to state.
All right. And how's our team been doing this year?
We've been doing good. We've been improving every weekend. Martin Eberly got eighth place last week in impromptu. Cassie Hochalter was really close in her humorous and serious interpretations from making it to finals, and everybody's improving every week, and we're getting really close.
That's great. So you're pretty hyped about going to regionals then?
Yep.
I know I've had some students in here giving their different speeches and giving some tips and things. I think we're going to have a real strong showing out there this year. It's very exciting. Is there anything that you'd like the public to know about speech?
It's just a different way of competing and a different way of having your student be a part of a school system. Because when you go compete, you're not competing against maybe two or three people. At Garrison, for example, there was, I think, 15 different schools. And they each brought probably about 10 to 20 students. So you get to meet people from all over North Dakota, because we just don't compete in our region or in our district. We compete against other people like Ken Mayer, Bull Bells, Washburn came, things like that to be able to do. And it's another way to be active, as if an individual is looking for something to do and they like drama, they like acting. So this is a perfect foray into that field to be able to help them with that.
That was Kelly Hochalter, our Bomber Nation speech coach. Coming up next, we're going to hear from two of our seniors in our Senior Spotlight segment, Alexis Bauer and Sam Babinchik. First senior spotlight this week with senior Alexis Bauer. Welcome to the Bomber Buzz.
We are so glad to have you, Alexis.
I'm happy to be here.
Good. We're excited about that. Well, let's start off. Tell us a little bit about your family, or maybe a favorite family activity that you guys have.
Well, my dad's Kyle, my mom's Peggy, and I have an older sister, Allie, who's about to get married in a couple years. And a favorite memory for us is every year we go to a lake and spend so much time together. It's so fun.
Which lake?
Van Hook.
Van Hook. Do you got a particular spot that you like at Van Hook? Or do you have a cabin down there or a trailer down there?
No, we've kind of imposed on the Osmondsons the last 10 years. But now we finally got a seasonal spot.
Okay. I like it. You imposed, you figure. What were you like as a child?
Oh, gosh. I had to ask my mom this question because I didn't know. But she said that I was goofy, very, very stubborn, loving, and determined. She said one time when I was in elementary school, she was talking to teachers. And one of the teachers said that we were talking about the sky and the color was blue. And I was very determined that the color was red, that the sky was red.
Red? Well, it is sometimes in the morning.
Yeah, I guess it is.
But you're gonna hang your hat on that one.
Oh yeah, very much so.
So where's the stubbornness come from?
My dad.
From dad's side?
Oh yes. Oh,
okay.
Where's the goofiness come from?
My mom. Very much.
So the goofiness comes from mom, the stubbornness comes from dad.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So have you changed since then?
No.
No?
Probably not.
So those four adjectives or adverbs kind of still fit you?
Probably.
Which one's your favorite?
Everyone would probably say the stubborn part.
The stubborn?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. So you've been going to the Berthold School your whole career?
Yes.
Yeah? How do you, you know, what have we done to help shape you as a person?
Oh, gosh. Probably just being such a small school, it's just you know everyone. So in elementary school, I always saw the older kids. I always looked up to them, and I always saw them. And now being who I am and I'm older, and now I get to have the younger kids look up to me. It's probably just so fun, and it's built a lot for me.
You like that?
Yes.
How does that change you feeling that you're the one now being viewed by them?
It's a lot of pressure, honestly, because knowing how I used to look up to them, now I have to be that role model for them. It's so nervous sometimes.
So when you were in elementary school, was there anybody goofy, stubborn, loving, and or determined that you looked up to?
Honestly, I probably looked up to Kinsey Shep because she was always such a strong person, and she was just always determined, and she was goofy sometimes.
Yeah. What do you think the most important lesson you've learned while you've been in school?
To work hard on everything you do, because you have to work hard to achieve goals. And I know I always struggled with that sometimes, especially in classes. I struggled a lot with getting my homework turned in or just staying on topic. So that was a huge thing for me. And throughout like high school, especially starting seventh grade year, you realize you have to work for what you want. So, yeah.
Good. So you have learned that.
Oh, yes.
I like it. How about your happiest time during your school years?
Oh, my gosh.
You had a happy time?
Yes. It's probably spending time with everyone, especially going to sporting events. And during football season, seeing our student section get so excited and the boys on the sidelines get so excited that we were excited for them. It was honestly so, it was happy.
You like that?
Yes.
All right. Good. Okay. So you kind of alluded a little bit. Tell us about a time where in the school you felt like you failed, but then at the same time can bounce back from, or what'd you learn from that experience?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, one of the biggest things was math. That's so probably
math?
Yeah, so probably put such a typical answer. People say that they like failed in a subject or something, but it was ever since like second grade I had a helper for math, and I had one probably I ended out till eighth grade year. Okay. So I went through many different people to help me, and it was a struggle. It was hard, really hard for me in math, but I worked through it. I always had to ask questions. I had help on every test, every assignment. In third grade year, I struggled with math a lot. Me and my mom sat in my room with a whiteboard on my wall, going over every single question I had on my assignments, working through them together and figuring it out. And at the end of the year, Mrs. Hall gave my mom a certificate for it. So it was, yeah. So just... It was difficult, and that was probably one of my work hard moments, was trying to figure out math, and yeah, so.
Well, and you're still sitting here.
I am.
But that is a great story, quite frankly. I mean, you should feel extremely honored and that your mother had the wherewithal and desire to sit you down and work through it. I mean, that's a loving, compassionate person right there. That's a great deal. Well, tell us something that you're most proud of. Over your career.
Oh, goodness. I'm not sure. One of the most proud things is probably just, I don't know.
Well, you've kind of stated one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just working through math.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was a struggle, and you had the wherewithal to stay after it and keep your nose to the grindstone. And
yeah.
And let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that would be like, all right, you probably already answered this one for us, but.
Yeah. Is that.
Okay. Well, anything that motivates you?
There's actually someone in particular that motivates me. It's my little cousin, Ian. He's like 9 years old.
Okay.
He's my biggest.
So what motivates you, or how does Ian motivate you?
Well, when I was 12 years old, it was probably 2 weeks after my dad had his heart attack. We were in the field trying to figure everything out, and we're all stressed. But we get a phone call. He's 9 years old at this time, that he had a brain tumor. So past couple years, he went through countless surgeries, chemo, radiation, everything, and he pushed through it so much. And to this day, he still struggles with certain things. So watching him achieve those goals is so motivating. That it pushes me.
That is. That's a great, great story, too. Okay, we're going to switch gears. Not so much now about, you know, but how do you want your classmates and your teachers to remember Alexis Bauer?
Oh, someone who is always there for someone when they need it, or has a smile on their face during hard times, is goofy. It's just fun and also determined in certain aspects in life.
Good. How about something that we don't know about you, that people may not know about you? Like, is there anything that Alexis Bauer does on a regular basis, or even somewhat basis, that we don't know anything about? No, some of your friends might not know about.
Oh gosh, I was trying to just decide this with my mom, and she's like, "You're very open book, because everyone knows my mood constantly. They can tell." So everyone just knows me, but there's probably like, it would probably say, like, I am such like a reader, but also I do these like diamond paintings that I will sit there for hours at a time, just putting little tiny diamonds on a piece of paper. And everyone around me thinks I'm actually crazy for it, because yeah, I did like 12 of them in like 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds very zen to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Okay, well, I didn't know that about you. I didn't have any idea. You got any advice for the people in Bomber Nation?
I would say strive for the best that you can be. And like, sometimes your best isn't like what you want, but the best that you can do will make or break. Because if you strive for what you can do and the best possible, you might not achieve every single goal you want in life, but you'll still get a good outcome out of it. And also another thing is, I'm very person who likes to stay home, but last 2 years I've learned, go to any event that you can at your school or any sporting event, anything, make new friends, go out of your way to be fun. Learn new things.
That is. That's great advice. Yeah. Great advice. Give us a little bit about your future plans. Like, what's coming next year?
Oh, gosh. Next year, I'm planning on going to MSU to do generals and to get into the dental hygiene program.
And that'd be in 2025, right?
Yes.
Isn't that downtown or?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we checked out? That's awesome. Anything after that? You got any kind of timeline of what we want to accomplish in the next 5 to 10 years?
I was not prepared for this question. Honestly, just have fun. I don't know. Learn who I am throughout this. Because going from high school, college, and college to the real world is a big step. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. But enjoy it.
Yes, very
enjoy
much
it.
So.
Enjoy every day on the experiences. Anything else you want to add for us?
Oh, I have a story.
Well, let's hear it.
My mom told me this. I'm going to put this out there so everyone can know. But during Halloween one year, me and Maya went trick-or-treating. And Amy came over and said Maya was very persistent about this one Halloween costume. She dressed up in a cardboard box. A full cardboard box to her ankles. We were running down the street and she had like her little feet running. And my mom said she just sat there and giggled because it's a highlight. My mom even got up and demonstrated what it looked like because it was so funny.
So Maya was dressed in a cardboard box.
A full cardboard box.
So her stride length was a little tight.
Yes, very different than on the basketball
court. And what were you dressed as?
Oh gosh, I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't know.
So how old would you have been?
It was probably like fourth grade year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that is.
I giggled when I heard that.
Well, fantastic. Mr. Jenkins, anything else for Alexis?
No, thank you, Alexis, for talking with us here in the Bomber Buzz. Everybody make sure to stay with us. We got Sam Babinchek coming up next on our Senior Spotlight. We're back on the Bomber Buzz with our second Senior Spotlight today. We've got Sam Babinchek with us here. How are you doing today, Sam?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing great. Really wanted to thank you for coming and speaking with us today. We've got a few interview questions here we're going to ask you. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's take it away.
Good deal, Sam. Tell us a little bit about your childhood. What were you like as a child?
Well, I like to ask a lot of questions, and I enjoyed being outdoors a lot.
You like to ask a lot of questions. Anything in particular?
Everything.
Everything?
I asked about everything.
You asked about whatever you could?
Yep.
So you're an inquisitive mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of outdoor stuff do you like to do, Sam?
I like to do hunting, and I like to explore.
Explore, like just go out and check things out?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite hunting? Like, what do you prefer to hunt?
Probably bird hunting. Usually a pheasant hunter.
Pheasant? All right.
Pheasants, huh?
Yep.
Well, since you were an outdoors person, you like to ask questions. Do you think you've changed since then?
A little bit.
Elaborate.
I think I've just grown up a little bit.
Do you still ask a lot of questions?
Yeah, for the most part.
You still like the outdoors?
Yeah.
So they haven't changed a whole lot then. That young guy is still kind of just matured along the way, still inquisitive and... Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? How long have you been going to the Berthold School?
I've been going to school since preschool.
Preschool, so your whole career is spent here in Berthold Public School.
It has.
How has it shaped you as a person?
I think it's helped me become a better person.
Elaborate.
Just like the atmosphere of the school helped me growing up and helped me mature as a person.
Okay. You got a favorite lesson or a most important lesson that you've learned from the school?
I've learned how important it is to have a tight-knit community.
What do you mean by that?
Like everyone always helps each other and always helps out.
There's a lot of truth to that.
That is a definite strength in Berthold that I've seen, is it is a very tight-knit community. Why do you think that that's so important, or specifically, why is that so important to Berthold?
I think it's just important because everybody cares about each other and everybody's always willing to help each other.
I've witnessed that in the short time I've been here. Okay. What made you smile the most? What's your happiest moment at Berthold Public School?
Probably playing football.
Yeah? That made you smile the most?
Yeah.
You got a specific time that you truly remember like that? Man, this is one of the happiest moments I've had.
Definitely Hay and Harvest Bowl.
Hay and Harvest Bowl this year?
Yep.
Oh, yeah? What about that one?
Just winning it and enjoying it with the people around me.
Yeah? Yeah, well, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is.
I agree.
How do you feel like football has developed from when you were like early years to now? How has that like come along to be where like that hay and harvest was so special? Like,
Definitely started out as just a sport, and then the more I played it, the more I realized I enjoyed it and the people around me, and it just turned into something that I loved.
Mm, interesting. Anything you failed at?
I failed a lot at spelling tests when I was younger.
You failed a lot at spelling. Did you learn from what experience did you learn from them?
I learned I'm not very good at spelling, and that if I want to get good at something, I need to work hard and study.
So did you get better at spelling?
Yeah, I had to study every single night after school.
Did you?
Yeah.
So spelling wasn't something that came real, huh? You were the EL guy instead of the LE guy and the C before the E. And
always backwards.
But you've learned from that experience. And obviously you learned that if you're going to get better at it, you got to just roll up the sleeves and work at it. Anything you're most proud of?
Probably just how far I've come.
You can't leave it at like that. You got to tell us a little bit more about that.
Just like how I went from being so young and not really know what was going on to coming all the way to high school to be a senior.
Okay. So you think you've changed quite a bit?
Yeah.
Just from a maturation standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to go to motivation. What motivates you?
To be better than I was the day before.
Better than you were the day before?
Yep.
What are some things that you do to be better than you were before?
Probably just by working on the things that I weren't so good at, get better at them.
You got any way you want to be remembered by your teachers and classmates? How about we just go teachers? Like, next year they're talking about classes. They're like, hey, let's compare Sam Babinchek. What will they remember? What do you want them to remember about Sam Babinchek?
Probably that I was a good worker.
Good worker?
I worked hard, got my assignments done.
How about your classmates? 20 years from now, you come back for your reunion. What do they remember about Sam Babinchek?
Probably that he was a good friend.
Good guy.
Always there for you.
Yeah. Perfect. Anything about you that people may or may not know already that you can share with us?
I like watching the UFC.
You like watching the UFC?
Yeah.
Really? Who's your favorite UFC guy?
Raul Rosa Jr.
Jr. Okay. Lightweight, heavyweight, midweight? Lightweight guy? Is he more of a fighter or a grappler?
Fighter.
You got any advice for us or others out there in the nation?
Probably just enjoy the time you have in school. You don't realize how quick it goes until it's gone. Just if you have an opportunity, go out and take it. Enjoy the time while you're doing it.
Yeah. How about future plans?
My plans are to become an electrician, and I will either be joining the union in Minot, or I'll be attending NDSCS and playing football.
And getting your electrical degree?
Yep.
One way or the other, you're getting your electrical degree.
Yep.
Awesome. Anything else after that?
Work.
Work? You going to live in the area?
Probably.
Yeah? Continue to hunt pheasants?
Yeah. Have to get my own bird dog.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Well, Sam, thanks for chatting with us here on the Bomber Buzz. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Bomber Buzz today. If you enjoy this podcast, go ahead and like and subscribe to us. We're available now everywhere that you want to hear your podcasts. You can find us on our website. We're on Spotify, iTunes Music, on YouTube, everywhere where you get your podcasts. If you'd like to donate and support this program, you can find a link to donate in the description. We hope that you all have a great week. Fly high, Bomber Nation.